44 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets with Merrill Crowley with Midwest Market Solutions. Good morning, Merrill.
Good morning. Well, we got Northern Europe reporting to have seen the virus peak and is in its decline. The spread in Italy is thought to peak next week. If this occurs, it should start to bring some calmer attitudes into the market. Since last Monday the 9th, money has been moving into the U.S. dollar at an accelerated pace. June futures now reaching new highs for the year. The dollar is above 100 for the first time since May of 2017. It now takes a little over 5 Brazilian reals to equal $1. This will not help our lagging grain exports and may slow our meat exports as well. The good news is that China's ports are beginning to see backlogs ease as that country begins to recover. Refrigerated container rates outside of China are rising with the supply chain disruption on perishable foods weighing heavily on the global transportation sector. It is estimated unloading times may not ease for another 48 weeks as the Chinese economy continues to struggle to rebound from the economic impacts of the virus. A very young woman tweeted, "I don't think it was possible to learn any new cuss words at the ripe old age of 26. Yet, here I am learning new combos every single time Pops gets another text with a market update today." Corn is trading at 338, down 6 for May. July, 344 and a quarter, down 5 and 3 quarters. Dece is 359 and a half, down 3. May wheat is 505 and 3 quarters, up 6 and a half. July is 506 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. SEP wheat is 512, up 6 and a quarter. We have May soybeans at 833, up 8 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 838 and 3 quarters, up 7 and 3 quarters. NOVE soybeans, up 845. Up at 2 1/4. We have April feeder cattle 112.57, up 170. May feeder cattle 112.70, up 85. And August feeders are 118.82, down 50. On the April live cattle, 98.62, up 227. June live cattle 90.10, up 35. And August live cattle 89.70, up 12. We have April lean hogs, 58.85, up 37. Mays are 59.85, down 282. Junes are 67.85, down 257. And currently the mini Dow is down 744. Live cattle futures were sharply higher yesterday with support from sharply higher wholesale values. Once the restaurants closed, meat disappeared from the shelves, and current retailers are struggling to restock. Nebraska and Kansas trades are 110, roughly a dollar higher. Just deals were about steady at 175 in Nebraska and Iowa. Asking prices are firm at 112 to 115 live and 172 dress. Lean hog futures closed higher in support from the higher cash trade and sharply higher wholesale values yesterday. Pork values closed higher, up 104 at 74.42. Loins, ribs, picnics, and butts were higher to sharply higher. Hams were weak, and bellies ended up dropping $6 after being up more than $36 at midday.
All right, Merrill, thanks so much for that update. That's Merrill Crowley with Midwest Market Solutions in Watsika, Illinois. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says for today, cloudy with rain likely, a high of 50 degrees tonight, dropping down to a low of 44. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next after NPR News. It's 9:01.